Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Congressional Budget Office says that the U.S. budget deficit is set to fall to $514 billion this year. The CBO credits higher tax revenues from the rebounding economy and sharp curbs on agency spending as the chief reasons for the deficit's short-term decline. The report predicted the economy will continue to rebound this year and grow at a 3.1% rate and by 3.4% next year if foresees a jobless rate holding steady at 6.8% this year. Bunge Limited is exporting U.S. corn-based ethanol to Brazil. Bunge is shipping about 3.3 million gallons of the fuel to Brazil's northeast. Motor fuel consumption in Brazil rose 5.1% in the first 11 months of 2013 from earlier year periods. Private exporters reported this morning the USDA export sales of 236,728 metric tons of corn to unknown destinations. Of that total, just over 185,000 tons is for delivery during the 13-14 marketing year and the remainder for delivery during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,371. It's up 33 points. The NASDAQ, 3457, up 5.5. The S&P 500 is 1745, and it is up 1.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Linner, and he's live. Good morning, Drew. Did you have to dig yourself out?
I did. We have about 12 inches of snow here in the Kansas City area today, and we're not alone, it looks like. The snow cover chart here is rather impressive. We've got many areas from central Kansas into eastern Missouri getting 4 to 8 and some local 10 to 12-inch accumulations. This is all just 24-hour amounts. And then further to the east across a big part of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, parts of southern Michigan, all those areas reporting anywhere from 3 to 8 inches so far. And it's still snowing. If you haven't looked out the window, there's snow falling from Illinois to Michigan and Ohio at this hour. And some pretty tough conditions out there in some locations. We've got some strong winds that are blowing around as well, causing some wind chills and some blowing and drifting. It's middle of winter. Unfortunately, it's a long winter for some of us. It's been ongoing forever, it seems like. And this storm system will be the last in this particular series of bigger events for a little while, but we will have smaller disturbances coming and going across the region as we move forward through the next 10 days. The next system after this one will show itself this weekend. But let's finish this one first. We'll probably see anywhere from 2 to around 6 inches of snowfall today in the eastern portions of the Midwest. Michigan, portions of Indiana, Ohio will be the focal point of all that. Illinois will pick up some more snow as well through the first half of the day at least. And there will be some strong northerly winds blowing across a fair amount of the region. Those wind speeds could be 15 to 20 and gusting to 25 miles per hour at times out of the north, bringing in the bitter cold air. And we're going to do that once again to drop those temperatures down, notably overnight tonight and tomorrow night. Friday morning will be coldest in the heart of the Midwest, but tomorrow morning the western Corn Belt and portions of the plains will just be nasty cold. We'll expect to see sub-zero temperatures all the way down to the Oklahoma-Kansas border. Perhaps even a few locations in the Texas panhandle will get down into some negative single-digit readings. In the eastern Midwest, we'll probably see the temperatures below zero in portions of central Illinois, central Indiana, and parts of Ohio on Friday morning. Up to the north, it'll be way below that. It'll probably be in the negative teens and negative 20s across portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin. It's going to be pretty darn nippy up that way, that's for sure. And we don't expect much precipitation to occur in some of those far northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. Now, it does look like a little disturbance will come across the region this weekend, and it will come out of South Dakota and parts of Nebraska and head over to Michigan and Ohio. This will produce another, one to maybe 3 inches of accumulation. There will be some localized greater amounts, maybe in parts of Wisconsin. It will not reach very far down into the lower parts of the Midwest, so that's good news for them. Down in South America, here in Brazil, still the center of focus of attention right now because of the dryness that's prevailing. Brazil is expecting to go 10 more days without a good soaking of rain in the heart of the production region. That means some of these soybean areas are going to become stressed. There is some concern out there that the second season corn crop will not be planted or will be notably delayed, raising the potential for a little frost and freeze threat in the late part of the growing season. So some issues going on there. Argentina will get quite a bit of rain over the next week, probably abundance, in fact, from Uruguay and portions of northwestern Buenos Aires in the heart of their summer crop region, and will look for some localized flooding to take place. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 635 down 2.5. Soft May, 583.5 down 3.25. March corn, 440.25, down 1.5. December, 457.75, down 1.5. March soybeans, 13.13, down 0.25. November, 12.75, up 2.25. March soybean meal, 441.50, down 5.50. March soybean oil, 38.19, up 48. February live cattle, 139.65, up 5 cents. March feeders, 167.07.5, up a dime. And February lean hogs, 85.87.5. They're up 65. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Seems as though that the United States in the short term have become the corn cupboard of the world.
Yeah, I think realistically, as the numbers go, the trade really dialed in, you know, pretty good yields and pretty good acres for this upcoming year. And realistically, we've got adequate inventory. But when we went through the January crop report and kind of the trade got surprised, it looks like we established a little bit of a bottom. And now we're trying to chew to the upside and see what kind of potential we have. We've been looking at maybe a hope for March corn at 450 and a chance to maybe sell some December corn at 460 or maybe even a little bit higher. But we continue to look at this as a value-based opportunity, and we need to continue to look at the sell side a little bit more than the buy side.
So do you think that corn will run another dime on the March and another, well, it's almost at 450 now, or 460 now in the December?
It sure is. And the spreads are a little bit softer in corn at times than I would like them to be, but I do think that that's a possibility. And even if we can't get the board to make that jump, I think most of the guys could find it in the cash market. Make sure you double-check your bids, make the phone call, and try to move some stuff out at that level. And cross our fingers and hope we'll get some better opportunities going into the summertime, too.
And meanwhile, the bull spreads have been working for the most part in the soybean complex.
They have been. They're taking a little bit of a breather here today. I think your meal market's been running the show. Mm-hmm. The meal market's backed off just a little bit, and that's maybe taken a little bit of the wind out of the sails for the beans. But I would say until we see a more structural shift of bean demand out of South America from us, those spreads are going to be fairly stable.
Well, it's all about demand, and Argentina is not letting go of their beans, and now we have weather concerns in Brazil.
Yes, and I think, too, you know, we've got some issues and also some meal deal. I mean, we had some pretty aggressive export sales in meal over the last month or two. I think some concerns of sourcing meal out of Argentina has been a concern. So we'll continue to watch and see if we get some of that business. If we do, I would expect our crush numbers to improve going forward.
So meal is the deal, and we actually saw contract highs yesterday in meal, I think.
I believe that's correct.
So where can you see the old crop meal go to?
Well, the cash premiums are even over the board, so under the circumstances, when I hear, you know, $5 to $7 over the board price, mm-hmm. I use that as my measuring stick. And so, you know, if the cash market's there, my futures can make that trek as well. But I would say as soon as you see that basis wobble, the futures market is definitely going to have a hiccup.
Even though the bean oil has been doing some nice things technically, and you wouldn't have thought that given that there is a lot of bean oil out in the world?
There sure is a lot, but I think there's some discussion now at these price levels that works a little bit better into the biodiesel configuration, and I think that's probably got some people's attention, especially at these price levels.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. May hard red winter wheat is 635, down 2.5. Soft May, 583.25, down 3.5. March corn, 440.25, down 1.5. December, 457.5, down 1.75. March soybeans, 13.13.5, up 0.25. November, 11.13, up 2.5. March soybean meal, 441.80, down 5.20. March soybean oil, 38.12, up 41 cents. February live cattle, 139.72.5, up 12.5. March feeder cattle, they are 167.07.5, and they are up 10. And then February lean hogs are 85.92.5, and they are up 70. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.